A new film from Mexico confronts the taboos of a traditional Catholic culture. When the crime of Father Amaro opened in Mexico last summer, church officials tried to have the government ban the movie. But that effort backfired and helped make it Mexico's most successful film. Now the movie has made it to U.S. theaters. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the latest in a string of Mexican films that are pushing boundaries.
A Voice from the Pews is the first signal that this film's take on the church is far from angelic.
Bendito, bendito, bendito sea Dios. Los ángeles cantan y alaban a Dios.
Father Amaro is a young priest new to a Mexican village with an unconventional clergy. The elder priest is sleeping with a widow in his congregation and makes deals with a local drug lord. Another priest works with a band of leftist guerrillas. And Father Amaro begins a secret love affair with the lovely 16-year-old Amelia. She seduces him with whispers of carnal lust in the confession booth.
En la regadera cuando me estoy bañando, me gusta sentir como cae el agua sobre mi cuerpo.
During one of their rendezvous, Father Amaro and Amelia make love after he wraps her in a cloak so she'll resemble Mexico's patron saint, the Virgin of Guadalupe. You're more beautiful than the Virgin, he tells Amelia. But Father Amaro's crime is more than just breaking his vows of celibacy. He's also involved with abortion and church corruption. Some outraged Catholics protested the film when it opened in the U.S. last month, but in traditionally conservative Mexico, the reaction was even stronger. Church officials and anti-abortion activists tried unsuccessfully to pressure the government to ban the film. They asked for a boycott, warned people that watching the movie would be a sin, and even threatened to bomb movie theaters.
They made a huge propaganda for the film. They helped us a lot.
Director Carlos Carrera says nothing came of the threats, and moviegoers were not discouraged by the scandal.
They had a very healthy reaction. They told the church that they won't tolerate censorship in any way. So 5 million people have seen the movie.
Carrera credits Mexico's President Vicente Fox for not giving in to the movie's detractors, and he says this helps prove that Mexican society has matured. Film critic Carlos Bonfil, who writes for the Mexico City newspaper La Jornada, notes that the same impulse that voted in a new government after 71 years of the ruling PRI party has opened more freedom of expression in popular film.
Because until very recently, there was big taboos for Mexican cinema. You could not mention the political party in power. You could not mention anything against the Catholic Church or its symbols.
Alfredo Ripstein, who produced The Crime of Father Amaro, faced censorship from the Mexican film industry since the 1940s.
Quitaban algunas secuencias, llamaban la atención de algunas cosas antes de empezar la película. Sí había censura.
Ripstein says the government's film institute used to cut scenes considered offensive or would make it difficult for some films to be distributed. Some filmmakers even censored themselves, fearing box office failure. But over the past few years, a number of independent Mexican producers began investing in edgy films that turned out to be extremely popular. In 1998, the movie Sexo, Pudor y Lágrimas, Sex, Shame, and Tears, featured the sex lives of middle-class 20-somethings in Mexico City. It sparked a new wave of popular adult films that helped revive the Mexican film industry, says Pedro Rodriguez. He helped produce and distribute the runaway hit film Amores Perros, which grossed more than $10 million in Mexico and earned an Oscar nomination in this country. Rodriguez says middle-class Mexican audiences began flocking to new multiplex theaters built by private investors.
The government used to own the biggest chain of movie theaters in the country, and that's how they could control those things. Today, that's not the case. The government doesn't own theaters anymore. Censorship is not a reality in Mexico anymore. Now anything can be said, and it's pretty much an open market.
For example, the film La Ley de Herodes was an open critique of the ruling PRI party. Last year's Y Tu Mamá También took on bisexuality. Now, The Crime of Father Amaro tackles the church. All three films were blockbusters in Mexico.
A group of producers started thinking aggressively and spending more money and taking bigger risks in making better movies. and addressing new subject matters, and it worked.
Hollywood is also paying attention to the new wave of cutting-edge Mexican filmmakers. The cinematographer for Amores Perros recently shot the Eminem film 8 Mile, and the director of Y Tu Mamá También is now at work directing the next Harry Potter film. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
But I sure did.